In a significant move, the council approved the appointment of Carter Crawford as interim city manager, with his term set to begin on August 1 at the July 11, 2024 meeting. Mayor Pro Temp Rebecca Kelly made the motion to approve Carter Crawford as interim city manager. The powers and duties of a city manager in Brooklet are outlined in the 2024 New City Charter, under Section 2.33. Crawford will be filling in for the city manager for the next 6 to 9 months. While he's there, he's work on getting everything organized and putting policies and procedures in place to help the city operate more efficiently. Along with this, he will help Brooklet find a permanent city manager. Carter Crawford. At the meeting, Mayor Nikki Gwinnett and the council members addressed several key issues and began the process to make decisions that will impact the future development and infrastructure of the city. The meeting began with a prayer led by Councilman Brad Anderson and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Councilwoman Sheila Wentz. The agenda was approved, and several significant motions were discussed and voted on. One of the major decisions made during the meeting was the approval of the first reading of Ordinance RZ 2024-018, which involves the annexation of 278.13 acres owned by Weyerhaeuser Company into the city limits of Brooklet. The property will be zoned R3. Additionally, another first reading of an ordinance was approved to rezone a 25.87 acre property near the city limits. During public comments, concerns were raised about a proposed subdivision and its impact on traffic, schools, and other community resources. Cody Rogers from EMC Engineering provided insight into the development timeline and zoning considerations. The council also approved the first reading of an ordinance to amend water rates and charges in the city to address ongoing infrastructure challenges, particularly related to outdated water pipes that are nearly a century old. Matt Morris, the city consultant for water and sewer projects, emphasized the importance of addressing these issues as the city continues to grow. Furthermore, the council approved an ordinance regulating food trucks, allowing for charges for parking spaces. The discussion also touched upon the Brooklet Farmers Market, LLC, with organizer Michelle Wilson presenting several proposals, including rental space changes and plans for setting up food trucks. Other topics discussed included planning and zoning updates from the Coastal Regional Planning Commission, and upcoming meetings related to SPLOST funding and sanitation fees. Overall, the Brooklet City Council meeting highlighted the city's commitment to managing growth, addressing infrastructure needs, and supporting community projects that will enhance the quality of life for residents. The decisions made during the meeting reflect the council's dedication to planning for the future and ensuring the continued prosperity of Brooklet. Continue reading for more on all business covered by Brooklet City Council. The called meeting. The July 11, 2024 meeting was called to order by Brooklet Mayor Nikki Gwinnett and was preceded by Councilman Brad Anderson with a prayer, and Councilwoman Sheila Wentz with the Pledge of Allegiance. Approved 4. Consideration of a motion to approve the agenda. Public hearing. Attendance of the July 11 Brooklet City Council meeting. Blake Williams. 5. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve the first reading of. What is a first reading and how does it work? When they amend an ordinance, it requires a first reading. That way the council can discuss anything that needs to be changed before the next meeting. In the case of the annexation below, next week at the city council meeting, it will have the second reading and a vote for approval of denial of that ordinance. Essentially, the first reading is basically just a draft of an ordinance, and if they want to change anything during that meeting, it gives them that week before the next meeting to approve it for the second reading. If something significant was to come up, they wouldn't approve the first reading and make changes. If the change isn't major, then it can be changed before the second reading. First reading approved, A. Ordinance RZ 2024-018. An ordinance to annex 278.13 acres, more or less, parcel 136000240000, owned by Weyerhaeuser Company, into the city limits of Brooklet. Said property shall be zoned R3. First reading approved. Outlined in the yellow is the Brooklet city limit. The red area marked on the map indicates the area that looks to be annexed. First reading approved, B. Ordinance RZ 2024-018. An ordinance to amend the zoning map of the city of Brooklet to rezone property designated as parcel 136-0000-24001. Bullock County Tax Assessor's Office, containing 25.87 acres, more or less, located just inside the Brooklet city limits. During the public comments, Councilman James Harrison asked the person asking for approval of the ordinance, Cody Rogers, EMC Engineering, what were the concerns about the subdivision were going to be, to which Rogers mentioned two people have addressed their concerns were about the timing between the high school and the subdivision. Rogers explained that this is looking like a 10-year process if everything goes right. The first lots won't be built for another 3 years. The project is split into 4 to 5 phases. They are very early in their process. Councilman Anderson then asked about the R3 zoning being a multifamily zone, to which Rogers replied that it wasn't don't for the multifamily reason, it was for the smaller lot sizes that are allowed. The proposed subdivision will be located off Parker Avenue, just past the Southeastern Tire Service. Dave Bircher asked the council members about who will be funding the traffic lights, police, schools and so on, to which Mayor Gwinnett stated that it was a little premature to say at this time. Rogers backed this up by saying, I know working with the city engineer, we will have to submit a traffic study probably for the full development. Once we have an idea what that total yield would be, we would have multiple study intersections that will be affected by the traffic generated with this development. They'll have to be submitted to the city engineer for review as part of the package. There are several other studies we'll have to do, but we'll pick all that off concurrently. First reading approved, C. An ordinance to amend Chapter 50, Article E. Water to provide for new water and wastewater rates and charges in the city of Brooklet. Matt Morris, City Consultant for Water and Sewer Project, conversed with the council members about the different percentages that can be used to fix the water infrastructure problem that is facing Brooklet. Over the past few meetings, it has been brought up along with the Water and Sewer Project that the water pipes in the city are outdated and some are almost 100 years old. With the city looking to grow at the rate it's projecting, fixing the water pipes are on the to-do list soon. Morris also adds that surrounding cities are also taking on debt to deal with water issues. It was decided that the water capital improvement fee on water bills from the customer's consumption would be increased from 15% to 25% in order to fix the water infrastructure in the city. First reading approved, D. An ordinance to amend Section 26-181, C. 2, regulating food trucks. This will allow for food trucks to be charged for a parking space, lot. 6. Recognition of guests who have signed up to speak. No one signed up to speak at this meeting. 7. Discussion items. 7.1. Brooklet Farmers Market, LLC. Michelle Wilson. Wilson, organizer of the Brooklet Farmers Market, got straight to the point and said that she had 4 things to talk about. After the rental space for the farmers market was changed to $175, some of the money had already been given to the city for that space previously, and she asked for it back, to which the council was happy to comply. Wants to set up rental times from April 5th to November 15th. This is to try to avoid any scheduling issues like she has in the past. Wants to charge food trucks. Needs a place for a freezer, cooler. This will be used to put holdover foods for people traveling to get them. Mayor Gwinnett and the council mention a place where Wilson can plug in a freezer or cooler, but will need her to sign something that states that she would be responsible if anything was stolen from the cooler. The council agreed to all of these terms, and are allowing Wilson to receive a check or city credit with the $175 that was given to the city, along with allowing her to charge for food truck parking spaces, allowing the rental dates, and they are allowing her to use a cooler for goods at the Randy Newman Community Center. 7.2. Love Tiffany Downtown Beautification Project. Miss Tiffany was not in attendance for this meeting. 7.3. Coastal Regional Planning Commission, Councilman Keith Roden brings up the urgency that the city needs to get the ball rolling with planning and zoning. The $60 hourly charge is better than the $200 hourly charge, and the council all agree that there is a need for new zoning maps, especially with the growth of Brooklet. The plan is to hire the Coastal Regional Planning Commission in next week's meeting, but the council would like to for them to come and go through each of the services they provide and what the cost will be. 7.4. SPLOST. Planned a meeting about SPLOST, what it is and how it will be spent on July 30th at 6:30 p.m. 7.5. Sanitation fee. Moving to next work session. As of right now, the sanitation fee costs $18 a month. That is for trash pickup alone, but they also provide assistance with tree limbs, sticks and other yard aid for no extra cost. The council wants to increase the fee by $2, so that it can help cover the cost of the equipment used in getting the limbs. That goes for the out-of-town rate as well. The council wants to also look into a backup truck. 7.6. Review of quotes received for installing cameras at the Public Works Department. Quote #01 Bullock Solutions for $1,587.94. Proposal number 20,507 FEMAC Security Solutions for $1,668. 7.7. Review of quotes received for installing cameras at the Randy Newman Community Center. Quote #Bullock Solutions for $3,770.24. Proposal number 20,508 FEMAC Security Solutions for $2,995. 7.8. Review of quotes received for installing cameras with audio in the council chambers, courtroom at City Hall. Quote #01 Bullock Solutions for $1,913.10. Proposal number 20,513 FEMAC Security Solutions for $1,943. The council decided to go ahead with FEMAC Security Solutions for the camera installations at the Public Works Department, Randy Newman Community Center, and cameras with audio in the council chambers, courtroom at City Hall. Approved. Moving to the consent agenda of next meeting 8. Discussion and consideration of a motion to approve the amended FY2024 budget. Executive session. Approved 9. Consideration of a motion to enter into an executive session to discuss personnel matters, real estate, and/or potential litigation, in accordance with OCGA 50-14JB. 10. Consideration of a motion to come out of the executive session and enter into the special called meeting. 11. Discussion and consideration of a motion to appoint an interim city manager. Councilwoman Rebecca Kelly made the motion to appoint Carter Crawford as interim city manager to begin August 1. Motion seconded by Councilman Anderson, motion passed with all ayes. Crawford will be filling in for the city manager for the next 6 to 9 months. While he's here, he's work on getting everything organized and putting everything back into control where it needs to be, along with helping Brooklet find a permanent city manager. Meeting adjourned.